This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, supported in part by The Daily Progress. Visit dailyprogress.com. There are 69 more Americans in the area around Charlottesville this week. The new citizens took the oath of citizenship on the steps of Thomas Jefferson's Monticello. We bring you now selected highlights of the ceremony.
I'm Dan Jordan, president of the Thomas Jefferson Foundation, the private nonprofit corporation that's owned and operated Monticello since 1923. On behalf of my wife, Lou, on behalf of our family, as well as our trustees and staff, in cooperation with the United States District Court for Western Virginia, I welcome you, one and all, to a commemoration of what Thomas Jefferson himself described as that great charter of our independence, adopted 230 years ago today. That charter or declaration became at once a resounding creed of Americanism and at the same time an everlasting and universal expression of self-evident truths and unalienable rights. Each 4th of July, for 44 consecutive years, the Foundation has been pleased to sponsor these special proceedings here at Mr. Jefferson's mountaintop home. Welcome.
Next, the Honorable John Charles Thomas will read from the Declaration of Independence. Thomas is a former trustee of the Thomas Jefferson Foundation.
Historians of the American Revolution have declared that whereas George Washington fought for the Revolution, Thomas Jefferson thought for the Revolution. Here are some of his most enduring thoughts. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new gods for their future security.
I'm Jeff Walker. I'm chairman of Monticello, and I welcome you all here. Welcome you to the welcome to the new potential citizens. It's a great day. It's the birthday of our country. It's the day you all are becoming new citizens. It's also another great day for Mr. Jefferson. Today, simultaneously with this program, there is a new statue of Mr. Jefferson being unveiled in Paris, right outside the Legion d'Honneur Museum of the Legion of Honor, and honoring him in two different places, here at Monticello and in Paris, is only appropriate for someone like Mr. Jefferson, whose spirit lives on here at Monticello and in Paris at the same time. He was an amazing individual, and I think you all know that. Just one example of the things he's done is the art he has created. You are looking at a piece of his art, Monticello. You are looking at the grounds that he created and designed. He designed every inch that you're seeing. What he didn't design was a lot of shade. You have to forgive him for that. But when you come here, when I come here, I leave happier. I leave with a piece of his spirit connected to me, and I hope you do as well. There was another time when I had that same feeling. It was actually in 2005 in New York. I was walking with my wife in the morning, and we decided to take a walk in Central Park. And it had snowed the night before, and we wanted to go see the new gates that were in the park. And so about 7:30, we wandered in, and an hour and a half later, we wandered out changed. You walk in, and it's quiet. You're wandering through the paths. You see saffron fabric falling from gates that are cycling through the entire park. People are also wandering through quiet, at peace with themselves, and experiencing a very unique piece of art. That spirit through that art changes people. When we walked out of the park, we were better, we were happier, we were more at one with ourselves. That piece of art was created by Christo and Jean-Claude. I'm lucky to be able to introduce them to you. These are committed environmental artists known from around the world. They are also naturalized citizens. Christo was born in Bulgaria and Jean-Claude in Morocco. They immigrated to New York City in 1964. They work with fabric in a wide variety of art projects, from the gates to umbrellas project in Japan and the United States simultaneously. They also have wrapped the Reichstag in Berlin, and they're currently working on a project called Over the River in the Arkansas River in Colorado. They're tenacious, spending over several decades planning just the Gates project in New York City. Their art creates joy and beauty and touches our spirit as well. They're two great Americans, and I'm honored to be able to introduce them. Christo, Jean-Claude.
Happy 4th of July. Jean-Claude and myself, we only can talk about ourselves. I will say a few words in Bulgarians, Bulgarian accent, and a few words, Jean-Claude, in French accent.
Hello. We try to be brief because it's hot out there. Now, Christo and I were born on June 13, 1935, Both of us, at the same time, but please don't worry, it was two different mothers. Now, we were living in Paris, and starting in 1961, we were telling all our friends, next week we're going to America, but we never had the money to pay the ticket. Finally, in February 1964, we were able to buy two round-trip tickets, Paris-New York round-trip, because what if we don't like it over there? And we arrived, we passed underneath the Verrazzano Bridge that was not yet finished, and we were at the prow of the ship, the SS France, 5 a.m., And at some moment, there it is in front of us, looking like a postcard, downtown Manhattan. And I was in Christo's arms. It was very cold. And Christo said, "You like it?" I said, "I love it." He said, "Well, I give it to you. It's all yours. But it's okay. You may share it with us." Now, we did like it very much, but in June of 64, we had to go back to Europe to pick up our little boy, Cyril, who today is 46 years old. He is a poet, a writer. He received a nomination for the Academy Award for his documentary film, A Stitch for Time. And we're very proud of him. And thank you. And I always, whenever we talk in public, I keep my promise, our promise. Please protect Mother Earth. We have only one planet, so protect it. Now, in September 1964, we came back to New York City, and for the following 3 years, we were illegal aliens. See, it does exist. And all three of us, even our little boy, was an illegal alien. And in addition, that shows you we are very bad people. In addition, we were living in an industrial loft in which it is not permitted to live. You can only work there, but we were living there. So be very careful with them illegal aliens. They do wrong things sometimes. Now, I hope you know I'm joking. Now, today, we are still at the same address, still living on the fifth floor, no elevator, downtown Manhattan. You don't know many people who have been 43 years at the same address. Now, the reason we are there is that, and this you will never hear from New Yorkers, our landlord, Mr. Rosenbaum, was the best landlord in the world. Nobody in New York can say that except us. Also, we have to tell you, often people say, "Oh, well, the government pays for that. The government pays for that." That is idiotic. The government doesn't have any money. It is the money we give to the government, we the taxpayers, that is the money that is spent by what is called the government. It's our money. And that is why it's very important to pay taxes. But the very first year, after we spoke with our accountant, we told him he has to cheat on the taxes. He said, "What? Why should you cheat? You have nothing to pay this year." And Christo said, "You cheat. Remove some of the expenses. I want to pay taxes." Well, we have nothing more to tell you, except for those of you who are a little bit interested in our work, you will find our entire life on our website. It is very easy address. You don't need a pencil and a paper. It is www.christojeanclaude.net. And there you will find the past, the future, and all we have to tell you is, I don't know how many accents you have over there, but we are happy and proud of our Bulgarian accent and my French accent. And bless you, ladies and gentlemen of the United States of America. Have a beautiful day.
Next, it was time for the United States District Court of the Western District of Virginia to open a special session to accommodate the naturalization ceremony. The court was opened by a U.S. Marshal.
All rise. Oh, yay, oh, yay, oh, yay. This United States District Court for the Western District of Virginia is now in session and open for the transaction of business. The Honorable James P. Jones, Chief United States District Judge presiding. God save these United States and this Honorable Court. Please be seated and come to order.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's now my great honor and pleasure to receive the presentation of petitioners and the motion for admission of the new citizens.
Good morning. I'm Phyllis Howard, District Director, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. As I call your name, please come forward. Parigal Lloyd, Ian Alasdair Fraser, Zulma Graciel Folk, Jose Torres Rangel, Sandra Annette Costanza O'Brien, Ludmila Andreneva Alanova, Eric Marcel Beerhuizen, Mohammed Abdallah Sharif Abu Bakar, Lizanka Villarreal Quispe, Flavia Karen Bromley, Adelita Gomez Roa, Rashida Idris, Fatia Yayawi, Sharif Savonich, Sharmila Chakalakanda, Hamdi Desinka, Catherine Bowles Wharton, Maria Alejandra Santos, Sergio Martinez, Kofi Besibro Van Dyke, Sam Mir Yod, Jesse Darko McHanson, Jorge Cesar Justo de Pomar, Mohammed Farid Udin, Mosfika Zeb Arab Yasmin, Edis Inoel Arivalo, Madan Nepal, Mirsav Saravovic, Mira Saravovic, Ghulam Haider Toki, Wang T. Wen, Alma Araceli Tomas Tamayo Crew, Duzin Mexakinya, Zach Chowdhury, Xiaoping Liu, Imladen Christik, Marinisa Ali Vora, Lebanin Akua Sawador, Ali Ashgar Vora, Trupti Sukutu Tripathi, Noman Ali Vora, Ana Mercedes Martinez, Joseph Nelson Carcamo, Miroslav Jaredish, Miriam Musaif, Unsuk Jacqueline Kong, Caroline Ruffner, Lawrence Michael Rajanatham Selvarej, Sonia Maria Carroll, Janice Wilson, Lenin Augusto Gomez, Zacharias Trinidad Antonio, Ahmed Smagic, Susana Lisette Luna, Todd Everett Oikel, Dario Zelkovich, Alma Zelkovich, Kashif Riaz, Salida Ann Freeman, Charles Johannes Alwyn Duplis, Carlos Sanchez Polonio, Zivadilin Todorov Ivanov, Ileana Ivanova, Sonia Maribel Rivas, Isaf Abed El Khatib, Linda McCutcheon, Ekaterina Szymanski, Susan Wilcox, Heather Rowland, and Kira Lindy Scove. Your Honor, Your Honor, I present to you 69 candidates for citizenship, to include 6 name changes. Each candidate has been interviewed by an officer of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service, and each candidate has been found to be eligible to receive citizenship at this time.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I am very pleased to now administer to you the oath of citizenship. If you will raise your right hands and repeat after me, I hereby declare on oath that I absolutely and entirely renounce and abjure all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty of whom or which I have heretofore been a subject or citizen. That I will support and defend the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. That I will bear arms on behalf of the United States when required by the law. That I will perform non-combatant service in the armed forces of the United States when required by the law. That I will perform work of national importance under civilian direction when required by the law. And that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. So help me God. Ladies and gentlemen, I declare that you are citizens of the United States. Do we have flags? I want to be the first to call you fellow citizens. This is a wonderful occasion, not only for those who participate and those who watch, but it will be an occasion that you will remember, fellow citizens, for the rest of your lives. This ceremony was led for many years by Judge James H. Michael, Jr., United States District Judge, who passed away since our last ceremony. Judge Michael was enthusiastic and eloquent at these ceremonies, and I want to take this opportunity to remember him and his contributions not only to this ceremony, but to the administration of justice. We're very fortunate to have another federal judge with us today who I want to introduce to you. J. Harvey Wilkinson III is one of the most prominent jurists in the United States today. He's a graduate of Yale, of the University of Virginia Law School, where he was a professor. He is currently a judge of the United States Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit, formerly served as chief judge of that court. And I hope Judge Wilkinson will give us a word or two.
It's so nice to see you, and it gives me a lot of pleasure to announce that the federal judicial family is about to have a new member. President Jordan's son is about to become a federal district judge from Mississippi. And that is such exciting news for the Monticello family, because he's going to render the same wonderful, distinguished service to his country that his mother and father have. And I hope that next year, Judge Jordan will be with us on this stage. To the new citizens, we embrace you. We welcome you with open arms. In fact, I feel just like running down from this podium and giving you a big bear hug. As you refresh us and you renew us, and we just can't do without you. My ancestors didn't come over on that first boat. They didn't come over on the Mayflower, but they came over pretty soon thereafter. And I'm proud of them, as you're proud of yours. But I tell you, the great thing about America, doesn't matter when your ancestors came. Doesn't matter. Because today, the meaning of this ceremony is that you and I step forward together as fellow citizens and as Americans. And as proud as you and I both are and should be of our ancestors and our heritage and where they came from, I have a feeling that we're both thinking about the future right now. And we're thinking a lot about what kind of country we want for our kids and our grandchildren. And I think we want the same things. We want an America where there's respect and not division, and where there's opportunity and not artificial obstacles, and where our children and our grandchildren can be proud of themselves and proud of you, their parents, and proud of our country. And that's what July 4th is all about, making our kids and grandchildren proud of us and what we stand for. You know, I often ask myself, what's my favorite part of this day? And perhaps it's the fireworks. When I was a kid, we set off, maybe we weren't supposed to, but we set off cherry bombs and silver salutes. They made a big noise, but they weren't very beautiful. Today, the fireworks are really beautiful. Each year, they seem more spectacular, and they go ever higher into the Independence Day sky. But not the fireworks that's the favorite part of my day. Well, maybe the favorite part of my day is that wonderful municipal band over there. I love all the songs they play, and what I really love is America the Beautiful. I just think it's one of the loveliest songs ever. You know, just think of it. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. Have you ever heard such lyrics? Is there anything more beautiful? But as lovely as that song is, that's not quite the favorite part of my day. I love the Pledge of Allegiance. And we have a very distinguished gentleman to lead us in that today. Sometimes the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. And I love to see them come up here in uniform and lead us in the pledge. I admire the Boy Scouts. I always wanted to be an Eagle Scout, but I didn't get much past Tenderfoot because I didn't know how to tie knots the way the good Boy Scouts learned to do. As much as I love the pledge and the Boy Scouts, that's not the favorite part of my day. favorite part of my day is coming here and, honest to goodness, listening to you. Because we realize, and I know you know, just think back. Think of how much you did to get here. How many interviews you went through, how many forms you filled out, how much you wanted to be here and to become a citizen of this country. And that's the reason looking at you and hearing from you is a favorite part of my day. I love hearing from senior citizens who've wanted all their lives to become American citizens, and from young folks for whom America is the future, beginning on this day. Today is a two-way street. It's not about us telling you. It's about you telling us what America means. So when the chief judge asks you to come up and say a few words, don't think to yourself, oh, I wouldn't know what to say. I just can't come up here in front of all these people. And maybe I wouldn't say the right thing. Believe me, you got to make my day and come up here. Because what you say is going to be just great. If you say what's on your heart and your heart about America and what's on your mind. And so I hope a couple of you will just come up and tell the rest of us what America means to you, so that we will never, ever take this great and wonderful country of ours for granted. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge Wilkinson, for those inspiring words. As Judge Wilkinson indicated, we do have a tradition in which we ask those of you who will to step up to the microphone and just say a few words to the rest of us about what it means to be a new citizen.
The first speaker to do so was Perigal Lloyd, originally of Afghanistan and Pakistan, who fled the Taliban in 1999.
Thanks to give me that proudness to make me become a citizen. I'm waiting for that days from 7 years. This is a safe place for me, and I'm proud to be American, and I ask from America to tell me what I do for that. And I'm ready to give my life for this country, and I'm proud to be American.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
My name is Susan Wilcox. I'm humbled and honored that God has blessed me with America as my home. I was born in Scotland, raised in England, have worked in Africa, and now am married to the most wonderful man and have two beautiful children. We live in Culpeper, where we wake up every morning to be greeted with beauty that takes my breath away. God is awesome. This country is my home, and I feel truly privileged to be standing here today in Monticello as an American.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Muhammad Fariduddin. I am from Bangladesh. And it is a great day for me, for my wife, for my whole family, and the greater family who are living in Bangladesh. Actually, this is a very good journey that we have traveled when we entered in this country. We learned so many things, the history, the tradition, the culture, and we can compare the cultures from our original home and this new America. But there is always the good things. I hope and pray to God that our future generation, especially my children, our children, will receive the positive things, will receive the positive cultures for the whole world, not only in America, but for their own land, and also for the whole world, they will receive the positive attitude. So I will pray to God that God help us for our this notion and attitude, and we will be grateful to serve this country and the whole world. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next man to stand did so on behalf of his daughter, adopted from India. He carried her up to the podium.
I'd just like to say I'm so proud to be here today. My wife and I were here about 10 years ago, back when the law was different, and there were many more children, most of whom had been adopted. It was that ceremony that convinced us that that's what we wanted to do. And so that's what we did. I know all of you have incredible stories about how difficult it was to come here today. I can tell you it was difficult for this little girl, but I'm so glad to hear the judge say that we couldn't do without you. I couldn't do without this little girl, and I'm so proud to be here today. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Distinguished gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, and judges, thank you. Thank you so much. And this is the greatest democracy of the world and the oldest of all. And I become a U.S. citizen today, and I'm proud to being a U.S. citizen. And what we do around the world is outstanding. And I'm very, very proud of being a U.S. citizen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Miriam, and I'm from Morocco. I just want to say that I'm very, very happy. Today is going to be one of the most memorable days for me, and I just want to say that I'm very proud to be a Moroccan American. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Adelita, and I come from Colombia. I'm very proud to be here today. I thank everybody for being here with us, and I love this country. This is a beautiful country. It's a country for freedom. It's full of opportunities. I have two kids, and I'm very proud to have them over here. And I thank everybody for being here with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Susana Luna, Susie Luna. I like to, everybody call me Susie. And I'm so happy to be here. I'm so excited and nervous. And I just want to thank for giving us this beautiful opportunity to become citizens. I'm so excited. I was just waiting for this day. And I just want to thank my dear husband and my two boys and my brother-in-law. And also I'm so excited to be here with my principals, who I work in a school as a teaching assistant, and I'm so happy to have my principals here, Mr. Painter, Ms. McCormick, and a friend of mine, Belle Holsinger. So I'm just so blessed with all my friends and my family here, and I'm just so excited. I'm also about to cry. And thank you for letting us having this beautiful party. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi. First, I would like to thank everybody at Monticello family and all people came here today for our ceremony. My name is Mohammed Sharif Abu Bakr. I'm from Sudan. And everybody know when I say Sudan, the first thing come up in your mind, the civil war in Sudan, in Darfur and south of Sudan. I hope my country is to be safe, and everybody and everywhere in my country, the peace and freedom. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
Your honorable judges and ladies and gentlemen, my name is Ali Askar Vora, and I'm from Pakistan. The only thing I can remember right now is me, my family, We are very happy to be a citizen of the United States. I still remember the day when I was about to come over here and my wife objected to it. She fought with me. She didn't want to come. She's sitting right there. Probably she is proud of that certificate she got. Thank you very much.
Good morning. My name is Ian Fraser. I'm from the UK. And I just want to thank my gorgeous wife and all my friends for making me feel so welcome in this, my new country. And it's going to be a real honor for me to become a citizen. And it's a proud moment for me today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Catherine Wharton, and my parents moved here. They left a war-ravaged Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe, when I was a child, and I just wanted to thank them for giving up so much, excuse me, to move us here. And I just want to remind everybody how lucky we are to live in a country where there is no war and where there's freedom. Thank you.
Honorable Judge, ladies and gentlemen, I thank the government of the United States for giving me the opportunity to be a U.S. citizen. I'm very happy that I now have the opportunity not only to become a United States citizen, but also to join the bandwagon to free the world from oppression. I love the good work that the United States is doing throughout the whole world. And I'm proud to be one of those who will also champion the cause for freedom and liberation. And I know that the liberation of the United States is not complete unless it is linked up with the total liberation of the whole world. And for this cause, I'm very proud to become a United States citizen. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, your stories and your words today fill us with joy. We are proud of you. We're proud of your families and those of that have helped you on this journey. And forever now, I'm proud to call you fellow citizen. We'll now have the Pledge of Allegiance led by Mr. Earl V. Thacker, Jr., a World War II veteran.
I was just asking if we shouldn't ask the new citizens to pledge allegiance to the state with me. I pledge allegiance to the flag, excuse me, of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I thank you.
Thank you. And the marshal will now conclude the formal court proceedings.
All rise. By the order of His Honor, this United States District Court stands adjourned. Thank you.
When the ceremony was complete, the League of Women Voters gave the new citizens the chance to register to perform their civic duty. Passerby wished Muhammad Farid Uddin well as he signed up.
My daughter.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you
so
for
much.
Your comment.
Thank you. My name is Muhammad Farid Uddin. I am from Bangladesh originally. Now I am the U.S. citizen from today. So I want to make sure that as it is a country of opportunity and liberty and justice, so I have just registered for my vote that we can exercise our right, that we have the liberty of the freedom and our praise. So I want to exercise so that it is my duty. And I am feeling that I am a bit sad that we are originally from Bangladesh. I am very concerned about my future generation, that I always hope and pray that my children will never forget their own land. This is a country of great opportunity, but they should serve their own land first because they have born there. And we are here for our positive gain, that we will receive our education, but we will invest our knowledge for the greater, I think, benefit of the human being, mankind, from Bangladesh to the world, including America.
And this is your son?
Yeah, yeah, my son, yeah.
And how do you feel, sir?
I feel good to be an American citizen, and, well, I hope I'll have many opportunities now since I am one.
As I was leaving Monticello, I spoke again with Perigal Lloyd, the woman who came from Afghanistan and Pakistan to escape persecution by the Taliban. She's now a very proud resident of Orange County.
Oh, today is a special day. The day that I was waiting for 7 years. And I came to this country with the prayers. With the prayer. I was wishing to get to the place that's safe for my kids and for myself too. And get a good education for my kids. And I'm so happy that this country gave a lot to my kids, safety, education, and also I'm ready right now to give whatever this country wants, include my blood, and proud to be American. It's a special day for me. It is. I'm really short of words this minute, but I cannot put it in the word how much happy I am. But wait a long time to a lot of process. Long time. Took us long time to come. Actually, not than most people. It's 7 years. I came in 99 from Pakistan. But it's a great country. It's a very, very... Some Americans don't know. They are not appreciated. I've worked here for since I'm in this country. I know I have friends. They don't know how great country they have. So they better not ignore it. Enjoy it.
So what sorts of things will you do to educate them, to inform them?
I'm going to keep speaking them and to tell my stories about my own country, my old countries. What's they going on right now? What I learn from them, what other people they're going to tell the stories, they learn from their other people's mistake. They better appreciate from their country what they have and to help the government they have to protect their country from terrorists and stand against the enemy. All together. They have to be all together.
This has been a podcast from the 2006 Monticello Independence Day Celebration and Naturalization Ceremony, brought to you by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. We receive support from the Charlottesville Daily Progress. Read more on this event at their website, dailyprogress.com. I'm Sean Tubbs. Thanks for listening.
Thanks again for coming.